Hey there, amazing humans. Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and a whole lot more stoicism. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of stress or anxiety. You know that feeling when your emotions are running the show, making decisions for you instead of the other way around? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the power of emotional regulation. We're going to equip you with practical tools and ancient wisdom to tame those wild inner beasts and build a life of calm, clarity, and resilience. You see, in our fast-paced world, stress is practically an accessory. It's like wearing a designer handbag. Everyone has it, but not everyone knows how to handle it gracefully. But here's the truth. Emotional regulation isn't just about surviving stress, it's about thriving amidst it. Think of it like this. Your emotions are powerful forces like a raging river. If you let them flow unchecked, they can cause destruction. But with the right tools, those incredible stoic practices I'm about to share, we can learn to channel that energy, harness its power, and turn it into something beautiful, something constructive. So, what are these golden nuggets of wisdom? First up, self-awareness. This isn't just some trendy buzzword, people. It's the bedrock of emotional regulation. Before you can manage your emotions, you need to know what they are in the first place. Pay attention to those physical sensations, the racing heart, the clenched jaw, the butterflies in your stomach. Learn to recognize the thought patterns that accompany certain emotions, the negativity bias, the catastrophizing, the mind chattering. Once you've got a handle on these internal signals, you can start to take control. Next, we have mindful breathing. It sounds simple, right? But trust me, it's a game changer. When stress hits, our breath becomes shallow and rapid, fueling that feeling of panic. By consciously slowing down your breath, taking those deep, belly breaths, you send a signal to your nervous system to calm down. It's like hitting the pause button on your emotional roller coaster. Now, let's talk about cognitive reframing. Think of it as mental yoga stretching and flexing those thinking muscles. When faced with a stressful situation, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this? Often, our initial reactions are fueled by fear or assumptions. By challenging those negative thoughts and replacing them with more rational and balanced ones, we can shift our entire emotional landscape. Remember the power of gratitude. Seriously, it's like magic. When you focus on what you're grateful for, big or small, your perspective shifts, and suddenly that stressful situation doesn't seem so overwhelming. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life and watch as stress melts away. And finally, we have the stoic practice of acceptance. Life is going to throw curveballs, no matter how much we try to control it. But what we can control is our reaction to those curveballs. Accept that challenges are a part of life, they are inevitable. Instead of resisting them, embrace them as opportunities for growth and learning. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly a car cuts you off, nearly causing an accident. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and that familiar anger starts to bubble up. This is where emotional regulation comes into play. Take a deep breath. Remind yourself that this driver is probably having a bad day. They're not intentionally trying to cause harm. Acknowledge the feeling of anger without letting it consume you. And then choose a different path. Maybe offer a kind wave instead of a furious glare. You've just transformed a stressful situation into a small act of kindness. So there you have it. 5 powerful tools to help you navigate the emotional roller coaster with grace and resilience. Remember, emotional regulation is a skill like learning to play an instrument or mastering a new language. It takes practice, patience, and persistence. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You now have the power to rewrite your story, to create a life where you're not ruled by stress, but rather empowered by calm, clarity, and inner peace. So go out there and make it happen. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words. Leave a review if you found it helpful. And join me tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom, because together we can build a world that's less reactive and more resilient, one emotion at a time. Until then, keep calm and stoically on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.